That's about 6 years. We can't get into all of that, but any particular issue while in the house that you were dealing with?
Yeah, one that's probably my pride and joy through the whole ordeal was I started writing legislation to increase activities for alternative education. I started funding it. The reason is because I fit every characteristic of a high school dropout.
You fit every characteristic?
Every characteristic. Color, you know, everything. Yeah. Economics, language. I just fit all those kinds. And I knew what the kids were up to, except that I believe now, stronger than I did then, is that young people who have need for alternative education, they're not dumb. They learn differently. That's all. So we give them an opportunity to learn. Tulsa has one of the finest alternative education programs in the state.
A street school? Nation.
Yeah. Wonderful program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we helped to do. I did some things for the tribes, which were critically important for government. But as far as for Oklahoma, that was one. The other one, too, though, later, the Senate, was this general appropriation. I set up most of the commerce offices around the world. Set the one up in Vietnam, the first state in the Union to do that. Went down to Texas and fired one down there because he wasn't doing the work. Came back, found another one, got him on board. He's still there, doing a good job. Set up one in China. I have been involved in that type of work for the legislature and for the state of Oklahoma, which I really enjoyed doing.
You were a senator then from 1986 to 2002.
Right.
Was that an easy campaign then to go from the House to the Senate?
It was easier because I had already established myself, particularly with lobbyists who knew what I was capable of doing and capable of moving forward and knew how to run legislation and knew how to run government.
They helped you with money raising.
Well, at that point, they were. I knew not to send it back, you know, but also they weren't buying my vote. That's the other thing you got to be careful of, but that was fairly easy.
In the Senate, then, you've already alluded to, what was that again that you set up those offices?
The commerce offices, like in China.
How would that benefit us in Oklahoma?
Well, what we do, we set up offices. I was giving an example. We had some in Singapore and other places. We set up an office. Unfortunately, we never gave them enough money, but they would help us to identify businesses that Oklahomans can invest in there and where we had opportunities to sell products from Oklahoma. The three things that we really have going for us here, among other things, besides technology, which we do, and we can connect people through the Department of Commerce, red winter wheat, cattle, and poultry, those three things are big in Oklahoma. That's why we were able to make contact, and those people sitting in those offices in those countries speaking the language, understand the culture, can interface with our Department of Commerce here and help to develop these business relationships, and that's what I did. And again, that's my business training.
Well, that was major then as you were in the Senate.
Yeah.
Anything else that comes to mind that jumps out?
I think probably one of the big things with tribes, I tried real hard not to be noted as, quote, the Indian senator. I had to be careful of that. A lot of my colleagues in the Senate, for instance, I would bring them and tell them what the bill was if it had to do with the Indians, and they would run them for me. So I didn't ever gain that. But the thing I did do, it took me a long time to do it, starting the House, was to establish Oklahoma understanding of tribes as sovereign nations. That wasn't in the books. That's the reason why we could never come together on compacts and work problems out. If there was a problem out there in Indian country, state of Oklahoma, we'd end up in the Supreme Court. That's costly for everybody. Ridiculous. But finally, the Supreme Court said, we'd solve this if you had compacts. So I came back and wrote legislation, number one, to recognize tribal sovereignty so that the state said, okay, you're a sovereign nation. Never before. Second thing was to set up a system for making compacts. We have over 300 compacts today between the tribes and the state of Oklahoma. And those were big because Oklahoma's tribes' contribution to the state of Oklahoma's are in the billions today. I think the Chickasaws has a bigger budget than the state.
Much of that comes from gaming?
Much of it comes from gaming. And of course, they have other business activities.
As other tribes do, too.
What they didn't have, what the state of Oklahoma is capable of doing, and we're not, is that they base their revenue on taxes. The tribe can't do that. So their source of revenue is gaming. Much of it comes from out of state, as you might know, like some of the bigger ones, Windstar with the Chickasaws down the Texas border. 85% of the money comes from Texas.
Comes from Texas.
Comes from Texas because the gamers are coming from Dallas, as well as the Choctaws. Mm-hmm. Durant, theirs mm-hmm. is coming. So mm-hmm. we're getting bukus of monies through gaming from other states. And it's all spent here in Oklahoma. One thing I like to mention to people, and I have no problem with Walmarts who are in Arkansas and JCPenney's who's in Texas. But the tribes live here. It stays here in employment and buying every imaginable product from vendors from Oklahoma. So there's a big, big contribution to the economics of Oklahoma.
Right. And then when there are special needs projects that maybe the government of the state of Oklahoma can't or won't contribute to, I've noticed some tribes, they say, well, we'll step up. We'll build this bridge.
Right.
We'll build this road.
We've always done that. I've helped to build several roads in my district because the tribes, through the Bureau, has a road program. They were always allocated X number of dollars for roads. And what I would do is put them together with the county and the state. If you put them all together, use the funds cooperatively, you can build something good. I've built all kinds of roads around Seminole, right through rural areas. I mean, super duper highways. And it's like that all over the state. The tribes have contributed a lot. And like I say, in schools, we made a contribution when I was a chief to Seminole College to finish building their residential hall. Made other contributions to them to help in educational efforts. Yeah, we're big into that.